Hello, everyone. Welcome to our show. I'm Mike.
大家好，我是 Anna.
And, well, the most important guy isn't here right now, but it's okay. We're reading his diary.、
Mm-hmm.
David. David's diary. I wonder, do you think David is angry that we're always reading his diary?
I think David's pretty happy.
You think so? It's not very polite to read someone's diary. I mean, if my sister caught me reading her diary, she'd kill me. Right? Why would David be happy? This is his private diary.
But this would make David a kind of like a celebrity.
It's true.
Know?
David is much more、mm-hmm. famous now.、
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Right.
And I guess in some ways you should kind of be, you should feel special if people think your diary is so interesting.
Right.
Because usually we only read the diaries of famous, important people.
Right.
So maybe David is important. So、mm-hmm. he should be happy. All right. Well, let's find out what David is going to do. It seems it's the weekend. So hopefully he's going to have some fun. Let's check out David's diary.
David's Daily Life. What are friends for?
It's Saturday morning, and I'm already awake. Usually, I wake up at noon, but my best friend Eddie called me at 10 a.m. His dad gave him two tickets to see his favorite band, Three Directions, tonight. Eddie asked me to go with him.I don't like Three Directions or know any of their songs, but Eddie doesn't have many friends, and I don't want him to go by himself. Besides, Mom never lets me go to concerts, but this time she allowed me to be with Lonely Eddie. I agreed to go with Eddie because this would be my only chance to go to a concert.
Ticket, ticket. We lined up to buy tickets before going into the zoo. We lined up to buy tickets before going into the zoo. Tonight, tonight. We can see many stars in the sky tonight.We can see many stars in the sky tonight. Besides, besides. Rome is worth a visit. Besides, it's an important city in art. Rome is worth a visit. Besides, it's an important city in art. Chance, chance.Steven got the chance to meet Jolin Tsai at the show. Steven got the chance to meet Jolin Tsai at the show.
Yes, sir, it is the weekend. It's Saturday morning, and I'm already awake. Okay, well, yeah, if you're awake, that means you're not sleeping.That's all it means, not sleeping. You could be lying in bed, looking at the wall or looking at the ceiling. You could be reading a book in bed. If you're in bed, though, that's one thing. But if you're not sleeping, that means you're awake.
嗯，所以这里的 awake, 就是醒着的意思。当然，这个醒着是形容词，所以常常会搭配be 动词啊，或者是 become 啊，也可以。那重点是你只是醒来而已哦。有时候你还没有 get up. Sometimes you haven't got up from bed.
Sure, like on a Saturday morning. I like to, you know, kind of wake up, but then stay in bed and read for half an hour, you know, play with your iPhone or something like that, right? It's just as long as you're not asleep, you are awake. All right, so it just means you're not sleeping.Saturday morning, nice time to wake up, right? You don't have school or work. It's very relaxing. David says in his diary, he says, usually I wake up at noon. Of course, he's talking about on Saturdays and maybe Sundays. Noon is 12 o'clock, kind of lunchtime. So if he's waking up at noon on a Monday, he's probably in trouble. He's late for school. But on a Saturday, that's fine. That's very normal. Nice, relaxing way to enjoy your weekend. So he says, usually, normally, on most normal Saturdays, I wake up at noon. But my best friend Eddie called me at 10 a.m. Someone calls you at 10 a.m. on a Saturday, it's probably quite important.
Yeah. 可是10点, 10 a.m.
10 o'clock in the morning.
It's not early. Is it early?
Well, I guess for a Saturday, it's kind of early. But it's not super early. But maybe it's just unusual for his friend to call him Saturday morning.
Right,
because usually they're sleeping. Mm-hmm. Why did Eddie call, David? It says his, that's Eddie's dad, gave him two tickets to see his favorite band, Three Directions, tonight. Oh, he's got exciting news. He's got tickets to see a band, all right? A ticket, of course, is a piece of paper, usually. Sometimes they do it on the internet now. You get an e-ticket. But basically, it gives you the right to go somewhere. So if you're going to, for example, get on an airplane, you can't just walk onto the airplane and say, yes, I'd like to take the airplane. It's not like that. It's not like getting on a bus or something. You have to buy a ticket before. You show it to people. They look at it, check your name, check the information, and then they let you on. Same thing with a movie. Same thing with a play. Same thing with a baseball game. You can't just walk into these places, get onto a train. No, you have to buy a ticket before you're allowed to go inside. And of course, concert tickets can be quite expensive. But you know, if you want to see your favorite singer or band, you have to go there, buy a ticket. Maybe you can buy it online. But you do need that piece of paper, that ticket in your hand, to get in the front door.
Right.
For example, we could say we lined up to buy tickets before going into the zoo. Oh, yeah, zoos, right? Or like, you know, Disneyland kind of places. You need tickets, too. Right.
Right. 所以不管是去搭飞机的机票啊, 或者是坐火车的车票啊, 或者是要看演唱会的这个演唱会的票, 甚至到动物园里都要去先买票。 那么在英文当中这个票呢, 就叫做ticket. Ticket. T-I-C-K-E-T. Ticket. 当然它是可数名词，不过像麦刚特别说了，有时候我们会在网络上面购票，那有时候可能不会印下来。那么网络上面这种电子票呢，就可以叫做 e-ticket.
Electronic ticket. Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing as a ticket. It gets you onto the airplane or whatever. It just means it's not a paper ticket. It's like an email ticket or something like that. Now, the ticket is for a concert. The concert is Three Directions, that famous band. I've heard of One Direction. Those, you know, five boys, five guys from England, quite popular. Three Directions. Oh, maybe Three Directions are two better than One Direction.
Yeah, maybe.
Their songs are two better. I think it's just a made-up band. But you get the idea. It's a popular group. And the concert is tonight. Tonight. Yes, that's right. It's going to be happening this day, but at night, okay? So when we use tonight, it's the same as today, but it's after the sun goes down. So, you know, if something is happening at 12 noon or 2 p.m. or 10 a.m., we would say, oh, that's today. But if it's happening at 7:30 p.m. or 9 p.m., we would say tonight, at night, this night, on this day, during the night, tonight.
Tonight. 所以
tonight
就是今天晚上的意思, 它表示是一个时间副词。 How about this evening?
You could say this evening. Tonight covers a little bit more because evening is just the early part of the night.
Oh, right.
After around 9 p.m., that is night.
对，所以如果我们说 this evening 的话，指的是今天傍晚。可是如果是涵盖整个晚上的今晚，就可以用 tonight.
Yes, exactly. For example, we could say we can see many stars in the sky tonight. We can see many stars in the sky tonight because maybe there are no clouds or something. So yeah. All right, good time to go look at the stars. Anyway, back to Eddie and David and Three Directions. David says Eddie asked me to go with him, because remember, Eddie has two tickets, one for him, one for David. David says, I don't like Three Directions or know any of their songs, so he's not really a fan of the band. He doesn't really love the band like Eddie does, doesn't know their songs very much, but, you know, his friend's going. He says, but Eddie doesn't have many friends, and I don't want him to go by himself, so he's kind of being nice to his friend. which is good. He knows that going to see a concert by yourself, it's not quite as much fun.
嗯， yeah. 对啊，所以虽然呢，这个 Eddie 他很喜欢 Three Directions， 那我们今天的主角呢，我们的这个 David， 虽然他也不太知道这个 band 是谁，甚至连歌都不知道，但是不想要让 Eddie 自己去嘛。当我们说 do something by oneself， by oneself， 这个 by oneself是反身代名词，那么它的意思是独自，没有其他人的陪伴，或者是没有其他人的协助。就像我们有时候会用一个字叫做 alone， A-L-O-N-E， 或者是 on one's own， on one's own， 都有独自，没有他人协助的意思。那么当然呢，我们有很多的情况，比如说这个洗澡要自己洗澡啊，然后做功课要自己做功课啊，或自己如何如何都可以用by oneself。 不过这个反身代名词呢，其实有很多。接下来我们请英文快译通出场咯。
英文
快译通
Oh yeah。
Hello， 大家好，我是 Eunice。 你们知道吗？有些狗狗很聪明哦，会自己遛自己呢。什么意思呢？就是他们会自己咬着自己的绳子，然后到外面散步。还有一些狗狗会自己上厕所，像是我家的狐狸狗 Muji， 它就会自己把厕所门推开，然后进去上厕所呢。是不是很聪明呢？好啦，回归我们的 A Plus 快译通的主题，就是反身代名词。什么是反身代名词呢？反身代名词就是像是我自己 myself，你自己 yourself， 他自己 himself herself or itself， 某人自己 oneself。 以上这些都是单数的反身代名词。那复数的反身代名词有我们自己 ourselves， 你们自己 yourselves， 他们自己 themselves。 在这里大家要注意，反身代名词的复数型拼法是把 f 去掉，然后加上 ves， 而且念法也不同哦。那什么时候要用到反身代名词呢？就是当主词和受词是同一个人事物的时候，就必须用反身代名词。举个例子来说，像我刚刚开头说到的，有些狗狗会自己遛自己，我们就可以说 Some dogs are able to walk themselves. Some dogs are able to walk themselves. 这句话的主词是 some dogs， 而受词也是 some dogs。所以在这里的受词我们就可以用反身代名词 themselves 来表示 some dogs。 就像我家母鸡会自己推开厕所的门进去上厕所，这时候我就可以说 Muji can open the door of a bathroom by itself。 Muji can open the door of a bathroom by itself。 在这里的主词是 Muji， 受词也是 Muji 本身，所以我们就可以用 itself 来表示。那 by oneself 的意思有两种哦，在这个例句中的意思是指靠自己，也就是没有他人协助的意思。那另外一个意思是指自己一个人，也就是没有他人陪伴。那 by oneself 也可以用 on one's own 或是 alone 来表示。所以这个句子我们也可以说 Muji can open the door of a bathroom on its own。另外反身代名词还可以用在强调是自己本身而不是其他人的时候，例如如果我说 You should sign your name on the application form yourself， You should sign your name on the application form yourself， 意思就是你必须本人在这个申请表上签名，而不是由他人代签。好啦，说了这么多，大家知道 by oneself 跟 oneself 的差别在哪里了吧？ A Plus 快译通，我们下次见咯，拜拜。
Are there any things that you like to do by yourself, Anna?
Sleep by myself.
You like to sleep by yourself.
Right.
Okay, that means you can maybe sleep a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I like to see movies by myself.
Yeah, me too.
That can be kind of fun because you don't have to talk to people and you can choose whatever movie you want to see. You don't have to worry about the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Going to a concert by yourself could be fun, but it's, you know, it's great to go with your friends too. There's another reason that David might go with Eddie, or David wants to go with Eddie. He says, besides, Mom never lets me go to concerts, but this time she allowed me to be with Lonely Eddie. Oh, well, that's very nice of his mom. So remember, he already gave us a reason he wants to go to the concert. Eddie doesn't have many friends, and he doesn't want Eddie to go by himself. And then he says, besides. Besides is used to add another reason or another bit of information that is the same or has the same idea as what you just said. I can't see the movie because I'm too busy. Besides, I don't have a lot of money. I'm busy, I don't have a lot of money. Two reasons I can't see the movie.
Right, 所以在这里的 besides 是用来加强，然后额外的再丢一些资讯。什么样的资讯呢？你就要看上下文咯。比如说现在 David 要解释为什么他要跟 Eddie 去看这个演唱会，其中一个原因是因为他想要跟 Eddie 作伴。第二个原因，除此之外还有什么样相同的资讯，这个时候我们就会用这个副词叫做 besides。所以中文常会翻成除此之外啊，而且啊，更何况啊，等等，都有 besides 的意思。
Our example sentence, Rome in Italy is worth a visit. It's a very beautiful place. Besides, it's an important city in art. So there's lots of food, lots of cool things to see.
Right.
All of that is the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. Reasons to go to Rome. Anyway, back to David. He says, I agreed to go with Eddie. He said, okay, Eddie, I'll go with you because this would be my only chance to go to a concert. A chance is, well, your right time to do something. If someone says, you can do this now, but you might not be able to do it in the future, this is your chance. This is the best time you might have in your whole life to do this thing, so you should do it right now. Take this chance. Take this opportunity, as we might say, in using another word.
所以如果翻成中文的话，其实就是机会 chance,或者是 opportunity.
Yeah, for example, Stephen got the chance to meet Jolin Tsai at the show. Stephen got the chance to meet Jolin Tsai at the show. Wow, most people don't get a chance to meet a famous pop star. We don't have that lucky time to go do something. All right, well, it's not the end of their trip to Three Directions. We're going to be back tomorrow to find out more about David, Eddie, and this wonderful concert they're going to. See you then.Wow, I'm a little jealous. I like going to concerts.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never been to a concert.
You've been to my concert.
Oh, is that the concert?
Sure, it's a little concert.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
You could call it that.
Okay.
But you've never been to like a big concert in like the stadium or a big arena with thousands of people? Really?
No, I think it's dangerous.
It's not dangerous?
It's
as dangerous as going to see a movie.Would you say going to see a movie is dangerous or going to see a baseball game?
No,
that's exactly the same. Then. If you could see a concert, who would you like to see? If you could pick anyone to go and see a concert of, who would you see?
I think it'll be Jolin.
Jolin? I saw her concert. It was quite good. And nobody died. It was very safe.
That's the point.
It was very, very safe. Nobody got hurt. I didn't see anyone get in a fight.
Okay.
Nothing like that. It was just a lot of good fun and people dancing and singing and stuff. The only thing you need is you have to have strong legs and back because you might stand up for two hours if the fans get excited. But that's about it. And I don't think anyone died from that. So next time there's a concert, I'll ask you if you want to go.
Thank you.
All right, guys. We'll see you soon. And we're going to find out more about, the Three Directions concert. So don't go away.
You look stunning in that classic cut suit.
You look stunning in that classic cut suit.
大家知道吗？参加正式场合的时候，最好要穿着体面的服装，千万不要穿个运动服或夹脚拖之类的服装出现啊。通常女生可以穿洋装，男生的话通常是穿着西装。今天的 A Plus 小聚会的句子是 You look stunning in that classic cut suit. You look stunning in that classic cut suit. 意思就是你穿这套经典剪裁的西装真是太好看啦。其中的 stunning 的意思就是非常漂亮或者是帅气的意思。当然你可以用其他形容词如 cute, beautiful, great, wonderful 等等来代换，称赞对方看起来超好看，很棒哟。 那动词 look 就是看起来的意思。例如，如果我们要称赞一个女生的新发型，让她看起来很美，就可以说 You look gorgeous with that new hairstyle. 意思就是你的新发型让你看起来振翻了呢。那另外，穿着什么样的服装，介系词要用 in， 像是今天 April 小聚会中的 in black classic cut suit。那 classic 就是经典的意思，千万不要和 classical 古典的搞混哟。那什么什么 cut 就是什么什么剪裁的意思咯，例如 boot cut jeans 就是靴型裤的意思。最后要提醒大家 suit S-U-I-T 这个字的念法是 suit， 不要和 suite S-U-I-T-E 套房这个字搞混咯。那大家来复习一下今天的句子， You look stunning in that classic cut suit。 那 Eunice 今天就介绍到这里，我们下次见咯，拜拜。
You look stunning in that classic cut suit。
You look stunning in that classic cut suit.
David's Daily Life. What are friends for?
It's Saturday morning, and I'm already awake. Usually, I wake up at noon, but my best friend Eddie called me at 10 a.m. His dad gave him two tickets to see his favorite band, Three Directions, tonight.Eddie asked me to go with him. I don't like Three Directions or know any of their songs, but Eddie doesn't have many friends, and I don't want him to go by himself. Besides, Mom never lets me go to concerts, but this time she allowed me to be with Lonely Eddie. I agreed to go with Eddie because this would be my only chance to go to a concert.
Ticket, ticket. We lined up to buy tickets before going into the zoo. We lined up to buy tickets before going into the zoo. Tonight, tonight. We can see many stars in the sky tonight.We can see many stars in the sky tonight. Besides, besides. Rome is worth a visit. Besides, it's an important city in art. Rome is worth a visit. Besides, it's an important city in art. Chance, chance.Steven got the chance to meet Joel and Tai at the show. Steven got the chance to meet Joel and Tai at the show.